A lot of young people are having sex, but not many are getting tested for HIV. A new study published in the Journal of Pediatrics shows that just a third of young adults and less than a quarter of teens reported getting the test. CDC researcher Michelle Van Handel authored the study, and she spoke with Side Effects reporter Michelle Faust to explain why these results are troubling.
CDC recommends that all adolescents and adults get tested at least once for HIV as a routine part of medical care. Yet 44% of young adults and adolescents living with HIV don't know it. And so until we can increase HIV testing, we're going to have a hard time getting young adults and adolescents into the HIV care and treatment that they need to improve their health, increase their life expectancy, and prevent transmission to others.
And that transmission to others is really very important factor, because if you don't know your status, the chances of spreading the disease, because your viral load will be higher, and also the chances of spreading the disease just because you won't be necessarily taking the precautions you could if you knew.
Exactly. So when people are aware of their HIV diagnosis, they're able to take different behavioral changes that can help protect their partners, and they're also able to get on HIV care and treatment. And now HIV treatment is recommended for all people living with HIV, regardless of some of their test levels related to HIV. So when you're able to get on treatment, it reduces your viral load in your blood so that you have a lower risk of transmitting. And it's actually as high a reduction as 96%.
When we look at these numbers, you're talking about young people, you're talking about teenagers and young adults. Some people would think that these would not be the population that we should be targeting. Why are they?
I think they really are the population we want to target. So a report by the Division of Adolescent and School Health found that 47% of high school students had ever had sexual intercourse, and 34% were currently sexually active. And by the time you're in the 18 to 24 age range, the majority of adults are sexually active. And so this transition from young adolescence to adulthood is a really important time period to help increase the normalcy of HIV screening so that we're reducing the stigma and making it a routine and standard part of care.
Part of what this study highlights is that people are more likely to be tested if the doctor brings it up.
Exactly. Particularly for adolescents, they're more likely to get tested if their provider recommends it. Unfortunately, other studies have shown that providers are either unaware of the recommendations or do not routinely offer it to their younger patients. So we really want to focus on increasing awareness among providers of young adults and adolescents. And we have some activities through the standard care program at CDC that helps to, it's HIV screening standard care, to help increase the tools that providers have available to them to help increase screening for their patients.